Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. In principle, the animals that belong to a Kohen can be fed Truma because they are Kinyan Kaspo, they are his monetary acquisition. However, it is generally prohibited to give Truma that is fit for human consumption to animals, because it is a less important use. It's sort of similar to what we've talked about with the fruit juice, where you're diminishing the Truma by giving it to an animal. Now, our Mishnah is going to talk about Karshinim. Karshinim, Mishnah Tet, right? Mishnah Tet is going to be talking about Karshinim. Karshinim is vetch. Vetch is a type of vegetation that is mainly used for animal food, but it could be eaten by people if they have nothing else. Usually it isn't, obviously. But if people have nothing else to eat, they would certainly eat vetch. It is absolutely consumable, fit for human consumption. Now, because vetch, Karshinim, can be eaten by people, it is Chayvim Trumas Maestros. However, since it is primarily animal food, it may be fed to the animals of a Kohen. So our Mishnah says, again, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah test, Karshine Truma, Vetch of Truma, Machilin Osam LeBehema V'Lechayel LeTernigolim. You are allowed to feed it to domesticated animals, to wild animals, and to, now, of course, we don't mean wild animals because they have to be the property of the Kohen, but Chaya is a broad category of animal, and it is certain, like elephants. It is certainly conceivable that a Kohen could own an elephant. You know, those are in ancient times, those were used for battle, so you certainly could own an elephant. And domesticated animals, we know what those are. And Tarnagolim, chickens. So you can feed this vetch to your animal if you're a Kohen, or to the animal of a Kohen if you're not a Kohen. Now, the question here that we're going to address is, when we say the owner, right, who that belongs to a Kohen, what do we mean by that? So in a rental situation, right, where one person rented an animal from another, then our mission is going to tell us that the owner matters, not the renter. And so, Yisrael Shesacha Parmi Kohen, if a Yisraeli non-Kohen rents a cow from a Kohen, so who's the true owner? The Kohen. So, Ma'achila Karshine Truma. Then the Yisrael is allowed to feed Vetch of Truma to this animal that he has rented, even though he is the renter. And we will learn in Seder Nezikin that for many purposes, we consider the renter to be the owner. However, in this context, it is not Kinyan Kaspo. It belongs to the Kohen, truly belongs to the Kohen, and therefore you can feed it Vetch of Truma. The Kohen, the inverse, however, Kohen Shesachar Parim Yisrael, if a Kohen rented a cow that really belongs to a non-Kohen, Afal Pishim Mezonos Seha Alav, even though the Kohen, as the renter, has the responsibility to feed the animal, Lo yachilani karshini truma. Nevertheless, he may not feed it vetch of truma. And the reason he may not feed it vetch of truma is that it is not kinyan kaspo. It's not his. Even though he has the responsibility to feed it, that doesn't make it his. And therefore, he can't give it truma. The next case in the Mishnah it's a case of truma, right? It's shum, Yisrael shisham. Shum is the past tense verb of shuma, of evaluation. And the case is as follows. This was a fairly common practice in the times of the Mishnah, and it probably is a common practice nowadays also, but I don't know what it would be called. Reuven is an animal raiser, right? That's what he does. He raises animals, he improves them, he fattens them for market, and that's what he does professionally. And so Reuven accepts an animal from Shimon. Shimon is the owner. And Reuven accepts the animal from Shimon for the purpose of raising it, right? He's going to fatten it, he's going to improve it, etc. The animal is evaluated at the time of acceptance, and Reuven, as the person who's going to be working with the animal, takes full responsibility for the value of the animal. That's why we evaluated it. And he takes responsibility to return the full value of the animal to Shimon. So if the animal should happen to die during this process, Reuven's going to be out a lot of money because he's got to pay Shimon back. Okay, now, when the goal is reached, when the animal is sufficiently fat or big or whatever, Reuven is going to sell the animal and return the original value to Shimon, and they will split the profit. So that's why Reuven does this, because he gets 50% of the profit without having to actually expend the capital of buying the animal. unless of course it dies, in which case, you know, he's out the value. So in this case, right, so that's the case. Yisrael shisham paramikoin. If a Yisrael accepts a cow from a kohen for the purpose of raising it, lo yachilena karshine truma. He's not allowed to feed it vetch. Why? Because in this case, even though the legal owner is the kohen, the actual owner is Reuven, because Reuven has the animal and he's taking full responsibility for it. So basically, he's pretty much bought it. It's not completely a sale, but he's taken full financial responsibility and he has it in his possession. And therefore, it is considered to be in the full property of the Yisrael and it cannot be fed Truma, even though the legal owner of the cow is still the Kohen. And the inverse, the Kohen, Shisham Parami Yisrael, if the Kohen is the one who takes the responsibility, takes the animal, he's going to feed it, but the legal owner is the Yisrael, Ma'achila Kashini Truma, he is permitted to feed it Vetch of Truma because he has accepted full responsibility, full financial responsibility for it, and he actually has it, and therefore it is considered the animal of the Kohen, and the Kohen is allowed to feed it Vetch of Truma.